Nebraska Extension Almanac.
The Dar Feedlot near Lexington will be the centerpiece for Nebraska Extension's 2025 Winter Stocker Tour. Extension educator Aaron Berger says the tour is an excellent opportunity for livestock producers to gain insight on cost-effective options to background calves during the winter. He says the tour is also a great way to network with other producers.
So the Winter Stocker Tour is basically a continuation of a program we've done the last 3 years, where we've had a summer program primarily focused on grazing stocker yearling cattle in the summer. But we know for a lot of Nebraskans, you know, receiving calves in the fall, growing those calves on crop residue or cover crops, in some cases putting them in a dry lot or in a feed yard and growing them in that way, is another component of the program for them. And so this winter, we're going to be focusing on that as our focus rather than a summer tour. We're going to host that at Dar Feedlot coming up here on January 29th. And that's going to be an excellent opportunity for folks to just get an update on some of the research that's been done in terms of supplementation of cattle on crop residue. What can you expect? Some of the health issues that go along with that. We're going to have some discussion around looking at the facilities there at the Dar Feedlot in terms of, as you think about your working facilities layout, how to get cattle to flow through that, what's a good setup. Those are things we're going to cover as part of the program. So I think there's been some changes to the implant programs in terms of what implants can be used and just some different requirements now than there have been in the past. And so we'll just be discussing that, reviewing that, especially when you think about a stocker yearling program for folks receiving those calves, having those on their place for a while, maybe retaining ownership. What's a different implant regime or what's a strategy to utilize with that? Just to make sure that you're using what's in compliance, but also what the best strategy to maximize performance and return from those implants. For me, I think the opportunity just to interact with specialists and also producers who are involved with the program. Part of our panel is we're going to have some folks there who have been in the stocker yearling business for a long time and approach it from a business perspective and just sharing what their experience has been in terms of receiving cattle. Obviously, with the value of calves today, cattle health, cattle performance, minimizing death loss is very important. And so we'll be just talking about strategies that go along with that and then trying to manage the business side. There's a lot of dollars out there right now as terms of the cattle industry. And so just the margins are tight. And so we really have to be understanding all the pieces and trying to do them well to be successful. So I encourage folks that are interested in the program, the deadline for registration is January 24th. You'll register online. If you go to go.unl.edu/winterstalkertour, you'll find a link there. Or if you go to beef.unl.edu, we have an article and an agenda up about the program. You can click on that. And then through that article, there's a link to go register. And if you have questions, you can contact Brent Plugi in Buffalo County or Aaron Labrie in the south central part of the state there, and they can have you or provide you with more information on the program.
Once again, the 2025 Winter Stocker Tour will start at the District 22 Event Center near Lexington on January 29th at 9:30 a.m. The cost is $20 per person with the registration deadline on January 24th. For more information on this event and to register, go to beef.unl.edu. That's beef.unl.edu. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.